101. Revelations chapter 1, verses 5, 6, and 7. A few more years shall roll, a few more seasons come, and we shall lie with them that rest, asleep within the tomb. Then, O my Lord, prepare my soul for that great day. O wash me in thy precious blood, and take my sins away. A few more suns shall set o'er these dark hills of time, and we shall be where suns are not, a far serener clime. Then, O my Lord, prepare my soul for that blessed day. O wash me in thy precious blood, and take my sins away. A few more storms shall beat on this wild, rocky shore, and we shall be where tempests cease and surges swell no more. Then, O my Lord, prepare my soul for that calm day. O wash me in thy precious blood, and take my sins away. A few more struggles here, a few more partings o'er, a few more toils, a few more tears, and we shall weep no more. Then, O my Lord, prepare my soul for that blessed day. O wash me in thy precious blood, and take my sins away. A few more Sabbaths here shall cheer us on our way, and we shall reach the endless rest, the eternal Sabbath day. Then, O my Lord, prepare my soul for that sweet day. O wash me in thy precious blood, and take my sins away. 'Tis but a little while, and he shall come again, who died that we might live, who lives that we with him may reign. Then, O my Lord, prepare my soul for that glad day. O wash me in thy precious blood, and take my sins away. Bonar. One 102. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Go labor on, spend and be spent, thy joy to do the Father's will. It is the way the Master went, should not the servant tread it still? Go, labor on, 'tis not for naught. Thy earthly loss is heavenly gain. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. The Master praises, what are men? Go, labor on. Your hands are weak, your knees are faint, your soul cast down. Yet falter not, the prize you seek is near, a kingdom and a crown. Go, labor on while it is day. The world's dark night is hastening on. Speed, speed thy work, cast sloth away. It is not thus that souls are won. Men die in darkness at your side, without hope to cheer the tomb. Take up the torch and wave it wide, the torch that lights time's thickest gloom. Toil on, faint not, keep watch and pray. Be wise the erring soul to win. Go forth into the world's highway, compel the wanderer to come in. Toil on, and in thy toil rejoice. For toil comes rest, for exile home. Soon shalt thou hear the bridegroom's voice, the midnight cry, Behold, I come. Bonar. CIII. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Christ, of all my hopes the ground, Christ, the spring of all my joy, still in Thee let me be found, still for Thee my powers employ. Let Thy love my heart inflame, keep Thy fear before my sight, be Thy praise my highest aim, be Thy smile my chief delight. Fountain of o'erflowing grace, freely from Thy fullness give, till I close my earthly race, be it Christ to me to live. Firmly trusting in Thy blood, nothing shall my heart confound. Safely I shall pass the flood, safely reach Emmanuel's ground. When I touch the blessed shore, back the closing waves shall roll. Death's dark streams shall never more part from Thee, my ravished soul. Thus, oh, thus an entrance give to the land of cloudless sky. Having known it, Christ to live, let me know it, gain to die. CIV. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 18. Lord Jesus, as Thou wilt, oh, may Thy will be mine. Into Thy hand of love I would my all resign. Through sorrow or through joy, conduct me as Thine own, and help me still to say, My Lord, Thy will be done. Lord Jesus, as Thou wilt, if needy here and poor, give me Thy people's bread, their portion rich and sure. The manna of Thy word let my soul feed upon. And if all else should fail, my Lord, Thy will be done. Lord Jesus, as Thou wilt, if among thorns I go, still sometimes here and there let a few roses blow. But if Thou on earth along the thorny path hast gone, then lead me after Thee, my Lord, Thy will be done. Lord Jesus, as Thou wilt, though seen through many a tear, let not my star of hope grow dim or disappear. Since Thou on earth hast wept and sorrowed oft alone, if I must weep with Thee, my Lord, Thy will be done. Lord Jesus, as Thou wilt, if loved ones must depart, suffer not sorrow's flood to overwhelm my heart. For they are blessed with Thee, their race and conflict won. Let me but follow them. My Lord, Thy will be done. Lord Jesus, as Thou wilt, when death itself draws nigh, to Thy dear wounded side I would for refuge fly. Leaning on Thee, to go where Thou before hast gone, the rest as Thou shalt please, my Lord, Thy will be done. Lord Jesus, as Thou wilt, all shall be well for me. each changing future scene I gladly trust with Thee. Straight to my home above I travel calmly on, and sing in life or death, My Lord, Thy will be done. B. Schmolk. CV 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Sing praise, the tomb is void, where the Redeemer lay. Sing of our bonds destroyed, our darkness turned to day. Weep for your dead no more. Friends, be of joyful cheer. Our star moves on before, our narrow path shines clear. He, who so patiently the crown of thorns did wear, He hath gone up on high, our hope is with Him there. Now is His truth revealed, His majesty and might. The grave has been unsealed, Christ is our life and light. He, who for men did weep, suffer, and bleed, and die, first fruits of them that sleep, Christ hath gone up on high. His victory hath destroyed the shafts that once could slay. Sing praise, the tomb is void where the Redeemer lay. CVI Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Lowly, my soul, be lowly. Follow the paths of old. The feather riseth lightly, but never so the gold. The stream descending fast has gathered quietly, slowly. A river rolls at last. Therefore, my soul, be lowly. Lowly, my eyes, be lowly. God, from His throne above, looks down on the humble in kindness and in love. Still as I rise, I shall have greater depths below me, and haughty looks must fall. Therefore, my eyes, be lowly. Lowly, my hands, be lowly. Christ poor around us dwell. Stoop down, and kindly cherish the flock He loves so well. Not toiling to secure this world's fame and glory, Thy Saviour blessed the poor. Therefore, my hands, be lowly. Lowly, my heart, be lowly, so God shall dwell with thee. It is the meek and patient who shall exalted be. Deep in the valley rest the Spirit's gifts most holy, and they who seek are blessed. Therefore, my heart, be lowly. Lowly, I would be lowly, this frame to earth allied, must first to dust be humbled ere it be glorified. My God, prepare me here for all that lies before me. I would in heaven appear, and so I would be lowly. Ingolsteller. CVII Isaiah chapter 7, verse 4. Be still, my soul. Let nothing stir thee from the sweet repose of those who to their God refer their joys, their cares, their woes. Be quiet. why this anxious heed about thy tangled ways? God knows them all. He giveth speed, and he allows delays. What though he let thee not perform some good and loved design? Thou wouldst not wish him to conform his perfect will to thine. My God, the hearing ear impart, to hear these tell thy will, and then bestow the ready heart all meekly to fulfill. E. W. CVIII. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. We have no home but heaven, a pilgrim's garb we wear. Our path is marked by changes, and strewed with many a care. Surrounded with temptation, by varied ills oppressed, each day's experience warns us that this is not our rest. We have no home but heaven. Then wherefore seek one here? Why murmur at privation, or grieve when trouble's near? It is but for a season that we as strangers roam, and strangers must not look for the comforts of a home. We have no home but heaven. We want no home beside. Our God, our friend and Father, our footsteps thither guide. Unfold to us its glory, prepare us for its joy, its pure and perfect friendship, its angel-like employ. We have a home in heaven. How cheering is the thought! How bright the expectations which God's own word has taught! With eager hearts we hasten the promised bliss to share. We have no home but heaven. O would that we were there! CIX. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. Sacramental. No gospel like this feast, spread for thy church by thee, nor prophet, nor evangelist, preach the glad news so free. All our redemption cost, all our redemption won, all it has won for us, the lost, all it cost thee, the Son. Thine was the bitter price, ours is the free gift given. Thine was the blood of sacrifice, ours is the wine of heaven. Here we would rest midway, as on a sacred height, that darkest and that brightest day meeting before our sight. From that dark depth of woes thy love for us has trod, up to the heights of blessed repose thy love prepares with God. Till from self's chains released, one sight alone we seek, still at the cross, as at the feast, behold thee, only thee. CX. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Faith is a very simple thing, though little understood. It frees the soul from death's dread sting by resting in the blood. It looks not on the things around, nor on the things within. It takes its flight to scenes above, beyond the sphere of sin. it sees upon the throne of God a victim that was slain. It rests its all on his shed blood, and says, I'm born again. Faith is not what we feel or see. It is a simple trust in what the God of love has said of Jesus as the just. The perfect one that died for me upon his Father's throne presents our names before our God and pleads himself alone. What Jesus is, and that alone, is faith's delightful plea. It never deals with sinful self, nor righteous self in me. It tells me I am counted dead by God in his own word. It tells me I am born again in Christ, my risen Lord. In that he died to sin. In that he lives, to God. Then I am dead to nature's hopes, and justified through blood. If he is free, then I am free from all unrighteousness. If he is just, then I am just. He is my righteousness. What want I more to perfect bliss? A body like his own will perfect me for greater joys than angels round the throne. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. When far from the hearts where our fondest thoughts center, denied for a time their loved presence to share, in spirit we meet, when the closet we enter, and hold sweet communion together in prayer. Oh, fondly I think, as night's curtains surround them, the Shepherd of Israel tenderly keeps, the angels of light are encamping around them. They are watched by the eye that ne'er slumbers nor sleeps. When the voice of the morning once more shall awake them, and summon them forth to the calls of the day, I will think of that God who will never forsake them, the friend ever near, though all else be away. Then why should one thought of anxiety seize us? Thou distance divide us from those whom we love. They rest in the covenant mercy of Jesus. Their prayers meet with ours in the mansions above. Oh, sweet bond of friendship, whate'er may betide us, though on life's stormy billows our barks may be driven, though distance, or trial, or death may divide us, eternal reunion awaits us in heaven. Macduff. Psalm 63, verses 5 and 6. For a sick room. 'Tis not a lonely night watch which by the couch I spend. Jesus is close beside us, our Saviour and our friend. Often I strive all vainly to ease thine aching head, then, silently and gently, himself he makes thy bed. Do we not hear him saying, Your guilt on me was laid? Ye are my blood-bought jewels, fear not, be not dismayed. I sit beside the furnace. Thy gold will soon be pure. And blessed are those servants who to the end endure. Amen. O blessed Saviour, dwell with us, in us here. until we share Thy glory, when God shall wipe each tear. John chapter 14, verse 16. O Holy Ghost, eternal God, descending from above, Thou fillest the soul through Jesus' blood with faith and hope and love. Thou comfortest the heavy heart, by sin and grief oppressed. Thou to the dead dost life impart, and to the weary rest. Thy sweet communion charms the soul, and gives true peace and joy, which Satan's power can ne'er control, nor all his wiles destroy. Let no false comfort lift us up to confidence that's vain, nor let their faith and courage droop, who love the Lamb once slain. Breathe comfort where distress abounds, O make our conscience clean, and heal with balm from Jesus' wounds the festering sores of sin. Vanquish our lusts, our pride remove, take out the heart of stone, show us the Father's boundless love, the merits of the Son. The Father sent His Son to die, the willing Son obeyed. The witness Thou, to ratify the purchase Christ hath made. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Forever with the Lord. Father, if it is Thy will, the promise of that faithful word e'en here to me fulfill. Be Thou at my right hand, then I can never fail. Uphold Thou me, and I shall stand. Help, and I shall prevail. So when my last breath shall rend the veil in twain, by death I shall escape from death, and life eternal gain. Knowing, as I am known, how shall I love that word, and oft repeat before the throne, forever with the Lord. Then, though the soul enjoy communion high and sweet, while worms this body must destroy, both shall in glory meet. The trump of final doom will speak the self-same word, and heaven's voice thunder through the tomb, forever with the Lord. The tomb shall echo deep that death-awakening sound. The saints shall hear it in their sleep, and answer from the ground. Then upward as they fly, that resurrection word shall be their shout of victory, forever with the Lord. That resurrection word, that shout of victory, once more, forever with the Lord. Amen. So let it be. Luke chapter 14, verse 22. Come, sinner, to the gospel feast. Oh, come without delay, for there is room in Jesus' breast for all who will obey. There's room in God's eternal love to save thy precious soul, room in the Spirit's grace above to heal and make thee whole. There's room within the church, redeemed with blood of Christ divine, room in the white-robed throng convened for that dear soul of thine. There's room in heaven among the choir, and harps, and crowns of gold, and glorious palms of victory there, and joys that ne'er were told. There's room around thy Father's board for thee and thousands more. Oh, come and welcome to the Lord, yea, come this very hour. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Go up, my heart, dwell with thy God above, for here thou canst not rest, nor here give out thy love. Go up, my heart, be not a trifler here, ascend above these clouds, dwell in a higher sphere. Let not thy love flow out to things so soiled and dim. Go up to heaven and God, take up thy love to Him. Waste not thy precious stores on creature love below. To God that wealth belongs, on Him that wealth bestow. Go up, reluctant heart, take up thy rest above. Arise, earth-clinging thoughts, ascend, my lingering love. Bonar. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Jesus, I come to Thee, a sinner doomed to die. My only refuge is Thy cross. Here at Thy feet I lie. Can mercy reach my case, and all my sins remove? Break, O my God, this heart of stone, and melt it by Thy love. Too long my soul has gone far from my God astray. I've sported on the brink of hell, in sin's delusive way. But, Lord, my heart is fixed, I hope in Thee alone. Break off the chains of sin and death, and bind me to Thy throne. Thy blood can cleanse my heart, Thy hand can wipe my tears. Oh, send Thy blessed Spirit down to banish all my fears. Then shall my soul arise, from sin and Satan free, redeemed from hell and every foe. I'll trust alone in Thee. Proverbs 27, verse 1. Today mine, tomorrow thine. So we hear the slow bell ringing, when in God's acre to recline, we the dead are softly bringing, and the grave calls out, resign. Today, mine, tomorrow, thine. Today, life, tomorrow, death. Life speeds its wings and tarries never. Is not that a wisdom breath? Think of life which stays forever. Need of thinking each one hath. Today, life, tomorrow, death. One follows another now as the ocean waves wind-driven. For all with which hope can endow, what security is given? Each in his sleeping room must bow. One follows another now. Oh, man, it is the old law. How many years death counteth not? Is thy health without one flaw? Soon e'en thy name shall soon be forgot. Earth to itself all earth will draw. O man, it is the old law. Oh, to be wise as near my end. I wish to die before I'm dying. That shall my soul from death defend, when death's last strength my soul is trying. Prepare me thereto, my God, my friend. Oh, to be wise as near my end. Blessed who in Christ shall die. Death is changed to life forever. He has life when death is nigh, life beyond, which endeth never. Who hath it not, undone, must cry. Blessed who in Christ shall die. B. Schmolk. Psalm 150, verse 6. Praise the Lord, who died to save us. Praise His name for ever dear. Praise His blessed name, who gave us eyes to see and ears to hear. Praise the Savior, object of our love and fear. Grace it was, 'twas grace abounding, brought Him down to save the lost. Ye above, His throne surrounding, praise Him, all His host. Saints adore Him, ye are they who owe Him most. Ye, of all His hand created, objects are of grace alone. Aliens once, but reinstated, destined now to fill a throne. Sing with wonder, sing of what our Lord hath done. Praise His name who died to save us. 'Tis by Him His people live, and in Him the Father gave us all that boundless love could give. Life eternal in our Savior we receive. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. There's not on earth to rest upon. All things are changing here. The smiles of joy we gaze upon, the friends we count most dear. One friend alone is changeless, the one too oft forgot, whose love hath stood for ages past. Our Jesus changeth not. The sweetest flower on earth, that sheds its fragrance round, ere evening comes has withered, and lies upon the ground. The dark and dreary desert has only one green spot. 'Tis found in living pastures. Our Jesus changeth not. Clouds soon o'ercast our summer sky, so beautiful, so bright, and while we still admire it, it darkens into night. One sky alone is cloudless, there darkness enters not. 'Tis found alone with Jesus, and Jesus changeth not. E'en friendship's smile avails not to cheer us here below. For smiles are all deceitful, they quickly ebb and flow. One smile alone can gladden whate'er the pilgrim's lot. It is the smile of Jesus, for Jesus changeth not. And thus our bark moves onward, o'er life's tempestuous sea, while death's unerring hand is stamped on all we see. But faith has found a living one, where hope deceiveth not. Our life is hid with Jesus, and Jesus changeth not. There's naught on earth to rest upon. All things are changing here. The smiles of joy we gaze upon, the friends we count most dear. One friend alone is changeless, the one too oft forgot, whose love has stood for ages past. Our Jesus changeth not. F. Whitfield.
Hundred and twenty-one. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12.
Fighting the battle of life, with a weary heart and head, for in the middle of the strife, the banners of joy are fled. Fled and gone out of sight, when I thought they were so near, and the music of hope this night is dying away in my ear. Fighting the whole day long, with a very tired hand, with only my armor strong, the shelter in which I stand. There is nothing left of me. If all my strength were shown, so small the amount would be, its presence could scarce be known. Fighting alone tonight, with not e'en a stander by to cheer me in the fight, or to hear me when I cry. Only the Lord can hear. Only the Lord can see the struggle within, how dark and drear, though quiet the outside be. Fighting alone tonight, with what a sinking heart. Lord Jesus, in the fight, oh, stand not thou apart. Body and mind have tried to make the field my own, but when the Lord is on my side, he doeth the work alone. And when he hideth his face and the battle clouds prevail, it is only through his grace that I do not utterly fail. The word of old was true, and its truth shall never cease. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Lord, I would fain be still and quiet behind my shield, but make me to love thy will, for fear I should ever yield. Nothing but perfect trust and love of thy perfect will can raise me out of the dust and bid my fears be still. Lord, fix my eyes upon thee and fill my heart with thy love and keep my soul till the shadows flee and the light breaks forth above. One hundred and twenty-two, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Be not weary, toiling Christian, good the Master thou dost serve. Let no disappointment move thee, from thy service never swerve. Sow in hope, nor cease thy sowing, lack not patience, faith or prayer. Seed time passeth, harvest hasteneth, precious sheaves thou then shalt bear. Be not weary, praying Christian. Open is thy Father's ear to the fervent supplication and the agonizing prayer. Prayer the Holy Ghost begetteth, be it words or groans or tears, is the prayer that's always answered. Banish then thy doubts and fears. Be not weary, suffering Christian. Scourged is each adopted child, else would grow in sad profusion nature's fruit, perverse and wild. Chastening's needful for the spirit, though it is painful for the flesh. God designs a blessing for thee. Let this thought thy soul refresh. Be not weary, tempted Christian. Sin can only lure on earth. Faith is tried by sore temptation. 'Tis the furnace proves its worth. Bounds are set unto the tempter, which beyond he cannot go. Battle on God relying. Faith will overcome the foe. Be not weary, weeping Christian. Tears endure but for the night. Joy, deep joy thy spirit greeting, will return with morning's light. Every tear thou sheddest is numbered in the register above. Heaven is tearless, sweet the prospect, Silas, tearless land of love. Be not weary, hoping, Christian, though the vision tarry long. Hope will bring the blessing nearer, change thy sorrow into song. Naught shall press thy spirit downwards, if thy hopes all brightly shine. Hold thy hope, whate'er thou losest, living, precious hopes are thine. Be not weary, troubled Christian. Rest remains for thee on high. Dwell upon the untold glory of thy future home of joy. There, nor sin nor sorrow entereth. There thy soul, attuned to praise, shall, in strains of heavenly fullness, songs of happy triumph raise. Be not weary, loving Christian. In this heavenly grace abound. Jesus, well thou knowest, loved thee, though in mad rebellion found. Drink, drink deeply of his spirit. Jesus loves both great and small. Nature loves but what is lovely. Grace embraceth one and all. Christian, thus in grace unwearied, pass thy sojourn here below. Spurn lukewarmness, let thy bosom ever with true fervor glow. Look to Christ, thy bright exemplar. Copy him in all his ways. Let thy life and conversation tell to thy Redeemer's praise. A.M. One hundred and 123, Isaiah chapter 21, verse 11. What of the night, watchman? What of the night? The wintry gale sweeps by, the thick shadows fall, and the nightbird's call sounds mournfully through the sky. The night is dark, it is long and drear, but who, while others sleep, is that little band who together stand and their patient vigils keep? All awake is the strained eye, and awake the listening ear. For their Lord they wait, and watch at the gate his chariot wheels to hear. Long have they waited, that little band, and ever and anon to fancy's eye the dawn seemed nigh, the night seemed almost gone. And often, through the midnight gale, they thought they heard at last the sound of his train, and they listened again, and the sound died away on the blast. ages have rolled, and one by one those watchers have passed away. They heard the call on their glad ear fall, and they hastened to obey. And in their place their children stand, and still their vigils keep. They watch and pray for the dawn of day, for this is no time for sleep. What of the night, watchman? What of the night? Though the wintry gales sweep by, when the darkest hour begins to lower, we know that the dawn is nigh. Courage, ye servants of the Lord, the night is almost o'er. Your Master will come and call you home, to weep and to watch no more.
CXXIV. Psalm 55, verse 17. Come to the morning prayer. Come, let us kneel and pray. Prayer is the Christian pilgrim's staff to walk with God all day. At noon, beneath the rock of ages, rest and pray. Sweet is the shadow from the heat, when the sun smites by day. At eve, shut to the door, round the home altar pray, and finding there the house of God, at heaven's gate close the day. When midnight seals our eyes, let each in spirit say, I sleep, but my heart waketh, Lord, with thee to watch and pray. CXXV. Job chapter 7, verse 4. The weary day is tarrying. Oh, when will it pass away? The head is sick, and the heart is faint. Oh, why do the hours delay? Like a deep dark gulf that lies between the traveller and his home, so a load of sorrow and care must pass ere the hour of rest will come. The long, long day is passing away, though the hours are sad and slow. But at length appears the blessed night, bringing rest to all below. Bringing rest to the weary heart, and rest to the harassed brain. A truce to the warfare of life, that the spirit of sleep may reign. But the long night is tarrying in hours of restless pain. We list to the toll of some distant clock, and the silence settles again. The leaden hours, they linger long, but still they pass away. The night is done, and the blessed sun breaks forth with a golden ray. The Christian's life is a weary strife, and often his heart would yield, but there's one to stand at his right hand, his wavering faith to shield. He feels, though his heart may fail, his Saviour's will is best. And at length the life and the struggle o'er, the soldier of Christ may rest. CXXVI. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. Know ye that better land, where cares unknown? Know ye that blessed land around the throne? There, there is happiness, there streams of purest bliss. There,
there are rest and peace. There, there alone. Yes, yes, we know that place, we know it well. Eye hath not seen his face, tongue cannot tell. There are the angels bright, there saints enrobed in white, all are clothed in light. There, there they dwell. Oh, we are weary here, a little band, yet soon in glory there we hope to stand. Then let us haste away, speed o'er this world's dark way, unto that land of day, that better land. Come, hasten that sweet day, let time be gone. Come, Lord, make no delay on thy white throne. Thy face we wish to see, to dwell and reign with thee, and thine forever be, thine, thine alone.
CXXVII. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8.
Sound, sound the truth abroad. Bear ye the word of God through the wide world. Tell what our Lord hath done. Tell how the day is won. And from his lofty throne Satan is hurled. Far over sea and land, 'tis our own Lord's command, bear ye his name. Bear it to every shore, regions unknown explore, enter at every door, silence is shame. Speed on the wings of love, Jesus, who reigns above, bids us to fly. They who his message bear should neither doubt nor fear. He will their friend appear, he will be nigh. When on the mighty deep, he will their spirits keep, stayed on his word. When in a foreign land no other friend at hand, Jesus will by them stand, Jesus their Lord. Ye, who forsaking all at your loved master's call, comforts resign, soon will the world be done, soon will the prize be won, brighter than yonder sun then shall ye shine. CXXIX. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12. Sweet is the solace of thy love, my heavenly friend, to me, while through the hidden way of faith I journey home with thee, learning by quiet thankfulness as a dear child to be. Though from the shadow of thy peace my feet would often stray, thy mercy follows every step and will not turn away. Yes, thou wilt comfort me at last, as none beneath thee may. Oft in a dark and lonely place I hush my hastened breath, to hear the comfortable words thy loving Spirit saith, and feel my safety in thy hand from every kind of death. Oh, there is nothing in the world to weigh against thy will. E'en the dark times I dread the most thy covenant fulfill. And when the glorious morning dawns, I find thee with me still. No other comforter I need, if thou, Lord, be mine. Thy rod will bring my spirit low, thy fire my heart refine, and cause me pain that none can heal by other love than thine. Then in the secret of my soul, though hosts my peace invade, though through a waste and weary land my lonely way be made, thou, even thou, wilt comfort me, I need not be afraid. Still in the solitary place I would a while abide, till with the solace of thy love my heart is satisfied, and all my hopes of happiness stay calmly at thy side. A. L. W. Psalm 119, verse 65. Whatever God does is well, His children find it so. Some He doth not with plenty bless, yet loves them not the less, but draws their hearts into Himself away. Oh, hearts obey! Whatever God does is well, whether He gives or takes, and what we from His hand receive suffices us to live. He takes and gives while yet He loves us still. Then love His will. Whatever God does is well, and what can our will do? We cannot reap from what we sow, but what His power makes grow. Sometimes He doth all other good destroy, to be thy joy. Whatever God does is well, and His will shall prevail. Doth He refuse thy hands to fill? He knows thy heart to still. A Christian from a very little gift much joy can shift. Whatever God does is well. Although the field look dark, yet cheerful in His path we go, and by our faith we know that Christ for us hath heavenly riches bought. Can we lack aught? Whatever God does is well. In patience let us wait. He doth Himself our burdens bear, He doth for us care take. And He, our God, knows all our weary days. Come, give Him praise. N. Schmolk. Psalm 119, verse 54. While traveling through this wilderness, weary and worn, we roam. 'Tis sweet to cast a look above and think we are going home. To know that there the trials of our pilgrimage shall cease, and all the waves of earthly woe be hushed to heavenly peace. Home, sweet home, oh, for that land of rest above, our own eternal home. Here, trees are not the trees that grow in beauty by the side of that bright flood whose living streams through sinless regions glide. We see not here the immortal fruit, the fadeless flowers that bloom on hills of light and veils of peace in our own bright Eden home. Home, sweet home, oh, for that land of rest above, our own eternal home. The tones we hear are not the tones of music and of love that breathe from thousand harps and songs of endless joys above. We tread in haste along with trembling and with fear. For this is not our home, we've no continuing here. Home, sweet home, oh, for that land of rest above, our own eternal home. Oh, for the death of those that die like daylight in the west, that sink in peace like the waves of eve to calm untroubled rest. They stand before their Father's face, their tears and conflicts o'er. Redeemed and washed, they stay at home, and shall go out no more. Home, sweet home, oh, for that land of rest above, our own eternal home.
131. Romans chapter 8, verses 33 to 35.
Sing hallelujah! Christ doth live, and peace on earth restore. Come, ransomed souls, and glory give. Sing, worship, and adore. With grateful hearts to Him we pay our thanks in humble wise, who aught unto our charge shall lay, 'tis God that justifies. Who can condemn, since Christ has died, and ever lives with God? Now our whole debt is fully paid, He saves us by His blood. The ransomed host in earth and heaven through countless choirs proclaim, He hath redeemed us, praise be given, to God and to the Lamb. God raised Him up, when He for all had freely tasted death, and had redeemed us from the fall. On this we ground our faith. For God, well pleased, that sacrifice declared in sovereign grace, and all-sufficient ransom price for Adam's fallen race. The God of peace to guilty man doth pardoning grace afford, since from the dead He brought again our Shepherd, Head, and Lord. That Shepherd who did freely bleed, lost sinners to restore, who died, but now is risen indeed, and lives for evermore. The God of mercies let us praise, who saveth fallen men, who by His power, which Christ did raise, begets His saints again unto a lively confidence, that they for Jesus' sake shall of the blessed inheritance reserved for them partake. His resurrection's power divine, by grace on us bestowed, renews us, that we, dead to sin, may live alone to God. Thus we, supported by His might, from strength to strength proceed, and walking in His truth and light, praise Him in word and deed. In all we do, constrained by love, we'll joy to Him afford, and to God's will obedient prove through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sing hallelujah, and adore on earth the Lamb once slain, till we in heaven shall evermore exalt His name. Amen. 132. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Lord, take my heart just as it is, set up therein Thy throne. So I shall love Thee above all, and live to Thee alone. I thank Thee, that in mercy Thou hast wakened me from death, aroused me out of sin's deep sleep, and called to walk by faith. complete thy work and crown thy grace, that I may faithful prove, and listen to that still small voice, which whispers only love, which teaches me to know thy will, and gives me power to do, which fills my heart with shame when I do not that will pursue. This unction may I ever feel, this teaching of my Lord, and learn obedience to thy voice, thy soft, reviving word.
Canticles chapter 2, verse 16. Now I have found a friend, whose love shall never end. Jesus is mine. Though earthly joys decrease, though human friendships cease, now I have lasting peace. Jesus is mine. Though I grow poor and old, He will my faith uphold. Jesus is mine. He shall my wants supply. His precious blood is nigh. Naught can my hope destroy. Jesus is mine. When earth shall pass away, in the great judgment day, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a glorious thing, then to behold my King, on tuneful harps to sing, Jesus is mine. Farewell, mortality, welcome, eternity, Jesus is mine. He my redemption is, wisdom and righteousness, life, light, and holiness, Jesus is mine. Father, thy name I bless. Thine was the sovereign grace. Praise shall be thine. Spirit of holiness, sealing the Father's grace, thou madest my soul embrace Jesus as mine. Psalm 46, verses 1, 2, and 3. When the nations toss and roar like the billows on the shore, when their chains the people break, leaders tremble, monarchs quake, midst the roaring of the sea, Christ, our hope is all in Thee. When the nations are at peace, and the sounds of conflict cease, when each port is choked with wares, and each field its harvest bears, mid the world's prosperity, Christ, our hope is all in Thee. While the ages one by one roll beneath the rolling sun, while the powers of death and life wage on earth a weary strife, till the coming dawn we see, Christ, our hope is all in Thee. Psalm 31, verse 15. Father, I know that all my life is portioned out by Thee, and the changes which are sure to come I do not fear to see. But I ask Thee for a present mind intent on pleasing Thee. I ask Thee for a thoughtful love, through constant watching wise, to meet the glad with joyful smiles, and to wipe the weeping eyes, and a heart at leisure from itself, to soothe and sympathize. I would not have the restless will that hurries to and fro, seeking for some great thing to do,
or secret thing to know. I would be treated as a child, and guided where to go. Wherever in the world I am, in whatsoever estate, I have a fellowship with hearts to keep and cultivate, and a work of lowly love to do for the Lord on whom I wait. So I ask thee for the daily strength to none that ask denied, and a mind to blend with outward life while keeping at thy side, content to fill a little space, if thou be glorified. And if some things I do not ask in my cup of blessing be, I would have my spirit filled the more with grateful love to thee, more careful not to serve thee much, but to please thee perfectly. There are briars besetting every path that call for patient care. There is a cross in every lot, and an earnest need for prayer. But a lowly heart that leans on thee is happy anywhere. In a service which thy will appoints, there are no bonds for me, for my inmost heart is taught the truth that makes thy children free. And a life of self-renouncing love is a life of liberty. A. L. W. CXXXVI. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. Upon the stormy waters the bread of life we cast, with cheerful trust believing it shall be found at last. We see it but a moment, far drifting o'er the main, but deathless, undecaying, it shall be found again. One eye shall ever watch it, the eye of him who sees each tiny seedling scattered by summer's passing breeze, that eye which sees the coral, as year by year it grows, and counts the myriad crystals of Himalayan snows. Sometimes with bitter weeping the seed of life is sown, with well-nigh hopeless pleadings, to Jesus only known. With hope deferred, the mother oft looks upon her child. No plant of heaven is springing, though weeds grow rank and wild. The shades of evening gather upon the Sabbath sky. From pastors and from teachers the prayer ascends on high. Once more their hands have broken the true and heavenly bread. Let them believe not vainly, the table hath been spread. Yes, on the stormy waters we cast the bread of life. Vain are the surging waters, vain is the tempest's strife. His never-failing promise Jehovah will fulfill, and the seed be found in glory when those proud waves are still. CXXXVII. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Oh, where shall rest be found, rest for the weary soul? 'Twere vain the ocean depths to sound, or pierce to either pole. The world can never give the bliss for which we sigh. 'Tis not the whole of life to live, nor all of death to die. Beyond this veil of tears there is a life above, unmeasured by the flight of years, and all that life is love. There is a death whose pang outlasts the fleeting breath. Oh, what eternal horrors hang around the eternal death! Lord God of truth and grace, teach us that death to shun, lest we be banished from thy face and evermore undone. Here would we end our quest. Alone are found in thee the life of perfect love the rest of immortality. Montgomery.
Luke chapter 22, verse 19. Sacramental.
Here, O my Lord, I see Thee face to face. Here would I touch and handle things unseen. Here grasp with firmer hand the eternal grace, and all my weariness upon Thee lean. Here I would feed upon the bread of God. Here drink with Thee the royal wine of heaven. Here would I lay aside each earthly load. Here taste afresh the calm of sin forgiven. I have no help but Thine, nor do I need another arm save Thine to lean upon. It is enough, my Lord, enough indeed. My strength is in Thy might, Thy might alone. I have no wisdom save in Him, who is my wisdom and my teacher both in one. No wisdom can I lack while Thou art wise, no teaching do I crave save Thine alone. Mine is the sin, but Thine the righteousness. Mine is the guilt, but Thine the cleansing blood. This is my robe, my refuge, and my peace. Thy blood, Thy righteousness, O Lord, my God. Too soon we rise, the symbols disappear. The feast, but not the love, is past and gone. The bread and wine remove, but Thou art here, nearer than ever, still my shield and sun. Feast after feast thus comes and passes by, yet passing, points to the great feast above, giving sweet foretastes of the festal joy, the Lamb's great bridal feast of bliss and love. Bonar.
Canticles chapter 1, verse 3.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to speak its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. It tells me of a Father's smile beaming upon His child. It cheers me through this little while, through desert, waste, and wild. It tells me what my Father hath in store for every day, and, though I tread a darksome path, yields sunshine all the way. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in my sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. It bids my trembling heart rejoice, it dries each rising tear, it tells me in a still small voice to trust and never fear. Jesus, the name I love so well, the name I love to hear. No saint on earth its worth can tell, no heart conceive how dear. This name shall shed its fragrance still along this thorny road, shall sweetly smooth the rugged hill that leads me up to God. And there with all the blood-bought throng, from sin and sorrow free, I'll sing the new eternal song of Jesus' love to me. F. Whitfield.
Hundred and forty. Psalm 94, verse 12. The more the cross, the nearer heaven. Where is no cross, there God is not. The world's turmoil doth hide His face. Hell, sense, and self make Him forgot. Oh, where God draws a blessed lot, His mercy some dark lines doth trace. The more the cross, the better the Christian. God lays the touchstone to each soul. How many a garden must lie waste did not a tear storm o'er it roll? Refining grief, a living coal, upon the Christian's heart is placed. The more the cross, the more believing. In desert lands the palm trees grow, and when the grape is strongly pressed, then doth its sweetness overflow. And strength lies hard in every woe, as pearls do in the salt wave rest. The more the cross, the more the praying. The bruised plant yields sweetest balm. Man doth not seek to find the pole in quiet seas and steady calms. And how should we have David's psalms, had not he had a troubled soul? The more the cross, the more the longing. Out of the veil man upward goes, whose pathway through the desert lies. He craves the land where Jordan flows. When here the dove finds no repose, straight to the ark with joy she flies. The more the cross, the sweeter death. For a man then rejoices to die, when as his body is laid down, much pain and sorrow are laid by. His cross there on his grave doth lie. See, man doth wear the victor's crown. O, Jesus, Lord, the crucified, now let the cross more welcome be, nor let my soul complaining toss, but plant thou such a heart in me, as patiently shall look to thee for gain up yonder, for my loss. Schmolk. Hundred and forty-one, Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Come, let us join to sing of Jesus' love. Sing how for us he left his throne above, came down on earth, a man by birth, then died upon the tree, and brought salvation, endless, rich, and free. Sing how he burst the barriers of the grave, and rise in triumph, guilty men to save, ascended high, no more to die, but seated on his throne, mid angel choirs our worthless names to own. Sing how before his Father's throne he pleads, for all mankind in mercy intercedes, pities their woes, subdues their foes, their every want supplies, and bids their souls in triumph to him rise. Sing how he poured his Spirit from on high to give his people life no more to die, and by his word, his Spirit's sword, subdues the heart of stone, while angels sing another victory won. Sing of his grace which all our hearts renewed, cleansed us from sin in his atoning blood, removed our guilt, and gave relief from Satan's galling chain, and soon will raise our souls with him to reign. In higher worlds we'll join his grace to praise, where heavenly choirs will add their highest lays. Worthy the Lamb, praised be his name,
who saved us by his blood, and raised our souls to dwell in light with God.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. My heavenly home is bright and fair. No pain nor death can enter there. Its glittering towers the sun outshine. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home to die no more. My Father's house is built on high, far, far above the starry sky. When from this earthly prison free, that heavenly mansion mine shall be. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home to die no more. While here a stranger far from home, affliction's waves may round me foam, and though like Lazarus sick and poor, my heavenly mansion is secure. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home to die no more. Let others seek a home below, which flames devour or waves o'erflow. Be mine the happier lot to own a heavenly mansion near the throne. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home to die no more. Then fail this earth, let stars decline, and sun and moon refuse to shine. All nature sink and cease to be. This heavenly mansion stands for me. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home to die no more. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25.
Wait, my soul, upon the Lord, to his gracious promise flee, laying hold upon his word, as the days thy strength shall be. If the sorrows of thy case seem peculiar still to thee, God has promised needful grace, as thy days, thy strength shall be. Days of trial, days of grief, in succession thou mayest see, this is still thy sweet relief, as thy days, thy strength shall be. Rock of ages, I'm secure with thy promise full and free, faithful, positive, and sure, as thy days, thy strength shall be. Job chapter 3, verse 17. Rest from anxious thought, from pressing, hurrying care. Rest here so vainly sought, so richly furnished there. Oh, Saviour dear, how sweet 'twill be to rest my weary head on Thee. Peace, peace, a calm repose, no shadows hovering still around of coming woes. Peace shall each bosom fill. Oh, Saviour dear, how sweet 'twill be to be at peace because with Thee. Vigor and strength shall there in mind and spirit reign. No conflict then shall wear me with unceasing pain. Oh, Saviour dear, how sweet 'twill be with perfect powers to worship Thee. John chapter 14, verse 14. My prayer to the promise shall cling. I will not give heed to a doubt, for I ask for the one needful thing, which I cannot be happy without. A spirit of lowly repose in the love of the Lamb that was slain, a heart to be touched with his woes, and a care not to grieve him again. The peace that my Saviour has bought, the cheerfulness nothing can dim, the love that can bring every thought into perfect obedience to him. The wisdom his mercy to own in the way he directs me to take, to glory in Jesus alone, and to love and do good for his sake. All this thou hast offered to me in the promise whereon I will rest. For faith, O, my Saviour, in thee, is the substance of all my request. Thy word has commanded my prayer, thy Spirit has taught me to pray, and all my unholy despair is ready to vanish away. Thou wilt not be weary of me, thy promise my faith will sustain, and soon, very soon I shall see that I have not been asking in vain. A.L.W.146. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. What is the thing of greatest price the whole creation round? That which was lost in paradise, that which in Christ is found. The soul of man, Jehovah's breath, that keeps two worlds at strife, hell moves beneath to work its death, heaven stoops to give it life. God to reclaim it did not spare his well-beloved Son. Jesus, to save it, deigned to bear the sins of all in one. The Holy Spirit sealed the plan, and pledged the blood divine to ransom every soul of man. That blood was shed for mine. And is this treasure borne below in earthly vessels frail? Can none its utmost value know till flesh and spirit fail? Then let us gather round the cross, this knowledge to obtain, not by the soul's eternal loss, but everlasting gain. Montgomery.147. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8. Oh, for the calm beyond the storms in the presence of the Lord, where with angels bright, both day and night, we shall hear his sacred word. Oh, for the body free from pain, the spirit free from sin, which he will give to the souls that live, who shall dwell his courts within. Oh, for the joy no eye hath seen, no human heart hath known, for faint and low fall the echoes below of the songs around his throne. But oh, for the grace to serve him here, to rest upon his love, to walk with God on our earthly road, and to anchor our joys above. Oh, for a faith to see the Lord through darkness and through tears, to hear his voice, and still to rejoice, and watch till the day appears. Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Blessed be God, our God, who gave for us his well-beloved Son, the gift of gifts, all other gifts in one. Blessed be God, our God.
What will he not bestow, who freely gave this mighty gift, unbought, unmerited, unheeded, and unsought? What will he not bestow? He spared not his Son. 'Tis this that silences each rising fear. 'Tis this that bids the hard thought disappear. He spared not his Son.
Who shall condemn us now? Since Christ has died and risen and gone above for us to plead at the right hand of love, who shall condemn us now?
'Tis God that justifies. Who shall recall his pardon or his grace, or who the broken chain of guilt replace? 'Tis God that justifies.
The victory is ours. For us in might came forth the Mighty One. For us he fought the fight, the triumph won. The victory is ours.
Bonar.
~149. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24.
Lord, no guardian to defend me in the world I have like Thee. None so willing to befriend me. Thou art all in all to me.
Oh, may life be one great mission, Christ to follow, serve, and please, copying His meek submission, sacrificing self and ease. Zealous in each sacred duty, may I be more Saviour-like. May each plant of Christian beauty in my soul its fibres strike, bearing fruit whose holy savour sheds its fragrance round my path, seeking nothing but His favour, dreading nothing but His wrath.
What is life? A scene of troubles, following swiftly one by one, phantom visions, airy bubbles, which appear and then are gone.
What at best the world's vain fashion? Quickly must it pass away, vexing care and whirlwind passion, surging like the angry spray.
One brief moment, Lord, may sever all that earth can friendship call, but Thy friendship is forever, it outlives the wreck of all.
Macduff.
~150. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Hallelujah! I believe. Now the giddy world stands fast. Now my soul has found an anchor till the night of storm is past. All the gloomy mists are rising, but a clue is in my hand, through earth's labyrinth to guide me to a bright and heavenly land.
Hallelujah! I believe. Sorrow's bitterness is o'er, and affliction's heavy burden weighs my spirits down no more. On the cross the mystic writing now revealed before me lies, and I read the words of comfort, as a father I chastise.
Hallelujah! I believe. Now no longer on my soul all the debt of sin is lying. One great friend has paid the whole. Ice-bound fields of legal labor I have left with all their toil, while the fruits of love are growing from a new and genial soil.
Hallelujah! I believe. Now life's mystery is gone. Gladly through its fleeting shadows to the end I journey on. Through the tempest or the sunshine, over flowers or ruins led, still the path is homeward hasting, where all sorrows shall have fled.
Hallelujah! I believe. Now, O love, I know thy power.
Thine no false or fragile letters, not the rose wreaths of an hour. Christian bonds of holy union death itself does not destroy.
Yes, to live and love forever is our heritage of joy.
Mose.
Hymn 151, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
I look to Jesus, and the cloud of my transgressions melts away, even as the blackest midnight shroud gives place to the returning day.
I look to Jesus, and the stains of my life's guilt, though dark and deep, are washed till not a spot remains, and I can safely wake and sleep.
I look to Jesus, and the face of God is turned on me in love.
I feel a Father's fond embrace, and all my doubts and fears remove.
I look to Jesus, and behold, my heart is lightened of its cares.
My love for earthly things grows cold, and pleasure vainly spreads her snares.
I look to Jesus, when my foes with violence my peace assail.
On his dear breast I find repose, and all their hateful efforts fail.
I look to Jesus, and the sight of all that he endured for me makes e'en my greatest sufferings light compared with his deep agony.
I look to Jesus when my zeal and faith and love grow dead and cold.
Then doth he Calvary reveal, and makes me in his service bold.
I look to Jesus, when the waves of dark corruptions rage within,
and he from their dominion saves, from their pollution makes me clean.
I look to Jesus, and I see heaven's golden portals opening wide, with ready welcome e'en to me, though vile, to enter and abide.
Thus let me, Lord, while life doth last, in faith look ever up to Thee, and when life's sinful days are past, I shall Thy face in glory see.
C.T. Astley.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14.
I'm but a stranger here. Earth is a desert drear. Heaven is my home.
Danger and sorrow stand round me on every hand.
Heaven is my fatherland. Heaven is my home.
What though the tempests rage? Short is my pilgrimage. Heaven is my home.
And time's wild wintry blast soon will be overpast.
I shall reach home at last. Heaven is my home.
There at my Saviour's side, I shall be glorified. Heaven is my home.
There with the good and blessed, those I loved most and best,
I shall forever rest. Heaven is my home.
Therefore I'll murmur not, whate'er my earthly lot, heaven is my home.
For I shall surely stand there at my Lord's right hand.
Heaven is my fatherland, heaven is my home.
First Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Glory to God the Father be, glory to God the Son. Glory to God the Holy Ghost, glory to God alone. My soul doth magnify the Lord, my spirit doth rejoice in God, my Saviour and my God. I hear his joyful voice. I need not go abroad for joy who have a feast at home. My sighs are turned into songs. The Comforter has come. Down from on high the blessed dove is come into my breast, to witness God's eternal love. This is my heavenly feast. This make me, Abba, Father, cry, with confidence of soul. It makes me cry, my Lord, my God, and that without control. Eye hath not seen, nor ear hath heard, from fancy 'tis concealed, what Thou, Lord, hast laid up for Thine, and hast to me revealed. I see Thy face, I hear Thy voice, I taste Thy sweetest love. My soul doth leap, but oh, for wings, the wings of Noah's dove. Then I should flee far hence away, leaving this world of sin. Then should my Lord put forth his hand and kindly take me in. Then should my soul with angels feast on joys that always last. Blessed be my God, the God of joy, who gives me here a taste.
Hundred and fifty-four, Matthew chapter 10, verse 29. Mighty God, on whom the cares of all creation lie, and whose ample bosom bears the load so easily, midst the worlds that lean on Thee, Thou hast loving thoughts of me. Ever quickly thou dost hear thy children's feeble cry, and dost keep them everywhere beneath thy watchful eye. But midst the worlds that lean on thee, thou hast faithful thoughts of me. Anxious cares and heavenly woes oft agitate my breast, and no balm on earth that grows can give my spirit rest. But midst worlds that lean on Thee, Thou hast gentle thoughts of me. Hundred and fifty-five, Numbers chapter 21, verse 4. Pilgrim of earth, who art journeying to heaven, heir of eternal life, child of the day, cared for, watched over, beloved and forgiven, art thou discouraged because of the way? Cared for, watched over, though often thou seemest justly forsaken, nor counted a child. Loved and forgiven, though rightly thou deemest thyself all unlovely, impure, and defiled. Weary and thirsty, no water brook near thee. Press on, nor faint at the length of the way. The God of thy life will assuredly hear thee. He will provide thee with strength for the day. Break through the brambles and briars that obstruct thee. Dread not the gloom and the blackness of night. Lean on the hand that will safely conduct thee. Trust to his eye, to whom darkness is light. Be trustful, be steadfast, whatever betide thee. Only one thing do thou ask of the Lord: grace to go forward wherever he guide thee, simply believing the truth of his word.
still on thy spirit deep anguish is pressing, not for the yoke that his wisdom bestows. A heavier burden thy soul is distressing, a heart that is slow in his love to repose. Earthliness, coldness, unthankful behavior. Oh, thou mayest sorrow, but do not despair. Even this grief thou mayest bring to thy Saviour. Cast upon him e'en this burden and care. Bring all thy hardness, his power can subdue it. How full is the promise, the blessing how free. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, I will do it. Abide in my love, and be joyful in me.
CHAPTER 156, Matthew chapter 6, verse 6.
Go when the morning shineth, go when the noon is bright, go when the eve declineth, go in the hush of night. Go with pure mind and feeling, fling earthly thoughts away, and in thy chamber kneeling, do thou in secret pray. Remember all who love thee, all who are loved by thee. Pray too for those who hate thee, if any such there be. Then for thyself in meekness a blessing humbly claim, and link with each petition thy great Redeemer's name. Or if 'tis here denied thee in solitude to pray, should holy thoughts come o'er thee when friends are round thy way, e'en then the silent breathing of thy spirit raised above will reach his throne of glory, who is mercy, truth, and love. Oh, not a joy or blessing with this can we compare, the power that he has given us to pour our souls in prayer. Whene'er thou pinest in sadness, before his footstool fall, and remember in thy gladness his grace who gave thee all.
CHAPTER 157, Psalm 119, verse 105.
Lamp of our feet, whereby we trace our path as here we stray, stream from the fount of heavenly grace, brook by the traveller's way. Bread of our souls, whereon we feed, our manna from on high, our guide, our chart, wherein we read of realms beyond the sky.
Pillar of fire, through watches dark, or radiant cloud by day, when waves would whelm our tossing bark, our anchor and our stay.
Pole star on life's tempestuous deep, beacon when doubts surround, compass by which our courses we keep, our plummet line to sound.
Our shield and buckler in the fight, in victory's hour the palm, comfort in grief, in weakness might, in sickness Gilead's balm.
Childhood's instructor, manhood's trust, old age's firm ally,
our hope when we go down to dust, of immortality.
Word of the living God, will of his glorious Son, without thee how could earth be trod, or heaven itself be won?
CHAPTER 158, Psalm 84, verse 14.
O Lord, I look to thee lift up my heart. In heaven I would thy glory see, now, therefore, grace impart. grace to prevent my sin, my passions to subdue, my heart to change, my soul to win, my spirit to renew. Grace every hour to bend my stubborn will to thine, till I in mind and heart ascend to where the angels shine. Grace that I ever may walk humbly with my God, and choose the self-renouncing way the lowly Jesus trod. Grace to each stroke to bow, gladly each cross to bear, that, suffering with my Saviour now, I soon his joy may share. Grace to be kind to all to forbear in love, gently to deal with those that fall, like him who reigns above. Grace, even to my foes, in tenderness to speak, and, though they wrong me and oppose, to be like Jesus, meek. Grace, onward still to go, forward each day to press, till thou the blood-bought prize bestow, Christ's crown of righteousness. Lord, give me this rich grace. Oh, give thyself to me, that I may dwell before thy face and all thy glory see. C. T. Astley. Acts chapter 20, verse 38. Friend after friend departs. Who hath not lost a friend? There is no union here of hearts that finds not here an end. Were this frail world our final rest, living or dying none were blessed. Beyond the flight of time, beyond this veil of death, there surely is some blessed clime where life is not a breath, nor life's affections transient fire, whose sparks fly upward and expire. There is a world above, where parting is unknown, a whole eternity of love, formed for the saints alone. And faith beholds the dying here translated to that happier sphere. Thus star by star declines, till all are passed away, as morning high and higher shines to pure and perfect day. Nor sink these stars in empty night, they hide themselves in Christ's own light. Montgomery. Psalm 39, verse 12. I am wandering down life's shady path, slowly, slowly, wandering down. I am wandering down life's rugged path, slowly, slowly, wandering down. Morn, with its store of buds and dew, lies far behind me now. Morn, with its wealth of song and light, lies far behind me now. The pleasant heights of breezy life, the pleasant heights are past, the sunny slopes of buoyant life, the sunny slopes are past. I shall rest in yon low valley soon, there to sleep my toil away. I shall rest in yon sweet valley soon, there to sleep my tears away. Laid side by side with those I love, how calm that rest shall be. Laid side by side with those I love, how soft that sleep shall be. I shall rise and put on glory when the great morn shall dawn. I shall rise and put on beauty when the glad morn shall dawn. I shall mount to yon fair city, the dwelling of the blessed. I shall enter yon bright city, the palace of the blessed. I shall meet the many-parted ones in that our home of joy. Lost love forever found again in that dear home of joy. We have shared our earthly sorrows, each with the other here. We shall share our earthly gladness, each with the other there. We have mingled tears together, we shall mingle smiles and song. We have mingled sighs together, we shall mingle smiles and song. Bonar.
Hundred and sixty-one, John chapter 1, verse 29.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Saviour divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. O let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, O may my love to thee pure, warm, and changeless be, a living fire. When life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside. When ends life's transient dream, when death's cold sullen stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Saviour, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, bear me safe above, a ransomed soul. Hundred and sixty-two, Romans chapter 14, verse 8. We are the Lord's. His all-sufficient merit, sealed on the cross, to us this grace accords. We are the Lord's, and all things shall inherit, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. Then let us gladly tender our souls to Him in deeds, not empty words. Let heart and tongue and life combine to render no doubtful witness that we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. No darkness brooding o'er us can make us tremble, while this star affords a steady light along the path before us, face full assurance that we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. No evil can befall us in the dread hour of life's fast loosening cords. No pangs of death shall even then appall us. Death we shall vanquish, for we are the Lord's. C. T. Astley. Hundred and sixty-three, Acts chapter 21, verse 14. As thou wilt, my God, I ever say, what thou wilt is ever best for me. What have I to do with earthly care, since tomorrow I may leave with thee? Lord, thou knowest I am not my own. All my hope and help depend on thee alone. as thou wilt, still I can believe, never did the word of promise fail. Faith can hold it fast and feel it sure, though temptations cloud and fears assail. Why art thou disquieted, my soul, when thy Father knows and rules the whole? As thou wilt, still I can endure patiently my daily cross to bear. Why should I complain, a pardoned child, if the children's portion here I share? As thou wilt, my Father and my God, I can drink the cup and bless the rod. As thou wilt, still I can hope on. Sunshine may return when storms have passed. Thine all-seeing eye of sleepless love watches o'er my path from first to last. When thou wilt, upon the desert plain springs may rise anew and rivers flow again. As thou wilt, all life's journey through, to thy will mine own I would resign. If on earth I have but little store, be it so, all heaven shall be mine. Or if but thyself, my God, art given, nothing more I need or ask in earth or heaven. As thou wilt, when thine hour is come, let thy servant, Lord, in peace depart. Good it is to love and serve thee here, better to be with thee where thou art. When, or where, or how the call may be, it will not come too early or too late for me. As thou wilt, O Lord, I ask no more. With the promise, faith pursues her way. Patience can endure through sorrow's night. Hope can look beyond to heaven's own day. Love can wait and trust and labor still. Life and death shall be according to thy will. Neumeister. Psalm 4, verse 1. When morn awakes our hearts to form the early prayer, when toil-worn day departs and gives a pause to care, when those our soul loves best kneel with us in thy fear, to ask thy peace and rest, our God, our Father, hear. When worldly snares without and evil thoughts within of grace would raise a doubt or lure us back to sin, when human strength proves frail and will but half sincere, when faith begins to fail, our God, our Father, hear. When in our cup of mirth the drop of trembling falls, and the frail props of earth are crumbling round our walls, when back we gaze with grief and forward glance with fear, when faileth man's relief, our God, our Father, hear. And when death's awful hand unbars the gates of time, eternity's dim land disclosing, dread, sublime, when flesh and spirit quake before thee to appear, oh, then for Jesus' sake, our God, our Father, hear.
First Samuel chapter 7, verse 12.
Thus far the Lord has led us, in darkness and in day, through all the varied stages of the narrow homeward way. Long since He took that journey, He trod that path alone. Its trials and its dangers full well Himself hath known. Thus far the Lord hath led us, the promise has not failed. The enemy encountered oft has never quite prevailed. The shield of faith has turned aside, or quenched each fiery dart. The Spirit's sword in weakest hands has forced him to depart. Thus far the Lord hath led us, the waters have been high, but yet in passing through them we felt that He was nigh. A very present helper in troubles we have found, His comforts most abounded when our sorrows did abound. Thus far the Lord hath led us, our need hath been supplied, and mercy has encompassed us about on every side. Still falls the daily manna, the pure rock fountains flow, and many flowers of love and hope along the wayside grow. Thus far the Lord hath led us, and will He now forsake the feeble ones whom for His own it pleased Him to take? Oh, never! Never! Earthly friends may cold and faithless prove, but His is changeless pity and everlasting love. Calmly we look behind us on joys and sorrows past. We know that all is mercy now and shall be well at last. Calmly we look before us. We fear no future ill. Enough for safety and for peace, if Thou art with us still. Yes, they that know Thy name, Lord, shall put their trust in Thee. While nothing in themselves but sin and helplessness they see, the race Thou hast appointed us, with patience we can run. Thou wilt perform unto the end the work Thou hast begun. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. I give Thee thanks unfeigned, O Jesus, friend in need, for what Thy soul sustained when Thou for me didst bleed. Grant to lean unshaken upon Thy faithfulness, until I hence am taken to see Thee face to face. All here with Thee continue, though poor, despise me not. I'm one of Thy retinue, as were I on the spot, when, earning my election, Thy heartstrings broke in death. With shame and love's affection I'll watch Thy latest breath. What heavenly consolation doth in my heart take place, when I Thy toil and passion can in some measure trace? Ah, should I, while thus musing on my Redeemer's cross, e'en life itself be losing, great gain would be that loss. Own me, Lord, my preserver, my shepherd, me receive. I know Thy love's strong fervor by all Thy pain and grief. Thou richly didst supply me with soul-sustaining food. nor does thy love deny me thy holy flesh and blood. Lord, at my dissolution do not from me depart. Support at the conclusion of life my fainting heart. And when I pine and languish, seized with death's agony, O, by thy pain and anguish, set me at liberty. Lord, grant me thy protection, remind me of thy death and glorious resurrection, when I resign my breath. Ah, then, though I be dying, midst sickness, grief, and pain, I shall, on thee relying, eternal life obtain.
CANTICLES, Canticles, chapter 8, verse 5. Leaning on thee, my guide and friend, my gracious Saviour, I am blessed. Though weary, thou dost condescend to be my rest. Leaning on thee, with childlike faith, to thee the future I confide. Each step of life's untrodden path thy love will guide. Leaning on thee, I breathe no moan, though faint with languor, parched with heat. Thy will has now become mine own. That will is sweet. Leaning on thee, midst torturing pain, with patience thou my soul dost fill. Thou whisperest, "What did I sustain?" Then I am still. Leaning on thee, I do not dread the havoc that disease may make. Thou who for me thy blood has shed, wilt ne'er forsake. Leaning on thee, though faint and weak, too weak another voice to hear, thy heavenly accents comfort speak, be of good cheer. Leaning on thee, no fear alarms, calmly I stand on death's dark brink. I feel the everlasting arms. I cannot sink. CANTICLES, Exodus chapter 25, verse 22. When to my closet I repair, to breathe my soul's desires in prayer, and bending low at Jesus' feet, I look towards the mercy seat. This promise, Lord, shall be my plea. There, sinner, I will meet with thee. When holy scripture I peruse, and o'er its sacred pages muse, oh, then this precious word fulfill, and while I seek to learn thy will, draw near, in answer to my prayer, and, gracious Saviour, meet me there. When in thy temple courts I stand, amid thy little chosen band, assist me then my soul to raise in earnest prayer and cheerful praise. There, let me thy salvation see, and, gracious Saviour, meet with me. Or should it be thy wise decree to lay thy chastening hand on me, and make the couch of suffering mine, yet would thy servant not repine, if only this my portion be, my Saviour, there to meet with thee. When sorrow's gloomy path I tread, and threatening clouds meet o'er my head, I'll onward go without a fear,
if only Jesus' voice I hear. E'en then the darkness light shall be, if there my Saviour meet with me. And when my closing hour draws nigh, that solemn hour when I shall die, when Jordan's banks I shall descend, leaving behind each earthly friend, to Canaan's shores my spirit bear, and, gracious Saviour, meet me there.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Make haste, O man, to live, for thou so soon must die. Time hurries past thee like the breeze, how swift its moments fly. Make haste, O man, to live. To breathe and wake and sleep, to smile, to sigh, to grieve, to move in idleness through earth, this is not to live. Make haste, O man, to live. Make haste, O man, to do whatever must be done. Thou hast no time to lose in sloth, thy day will soon be gone. Make haste, O man, to live. Up then with speed and work, fling ease and self away. This is no time for thee to sleep. Up, watch, and work, and pray. Make haste, O man, to live. The useful, not the great, the thing that never dies, the silent toil that is not lost, set these before thine eyes. Make haste, O man, to live. The seed whose leaf and flower, though poor in human sight, brings forth at last eternal fruit, sow thou both day and night. Make haste, O man, to live. Make haste, O man, to live. Thy time is almost o'er. O sleep not, dream not, but arise, the Judge is at the door. Make haste, O man, to live. Bonar. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. Be steady, O my soul, for the sea is come and the billows roll. With the help of God and none beside, we shall safely pass the raging tide. Jesus, Jehovah, be our stay over the dark and troublous way. Embarked in Thee, we shall feel no fear, though the storm, the trial of life, be near. Forget Him not, O, my soul, remove all thoughts that breathe not of Jesus' love, His perfect love, who so freely gave His innocent life, thy life to save. Oh, let the sweet remembrance be laid up in thine inmost treasury. There it shall brighten more and more the precious pearl of that secret store. Psalm 135, verse 6. What God decrees, child of His love, take patiently, though it may prove the storm that wrecks thy treasure here.
Be comforted. Thou needest not fear what pleases God. The wisest will is God's own will. Rest on this anchor and be still. For peace around thy path shall flow, when only wishing here below what pleases God. The truest heart is God's own heart, which bids thy grief and fear depart, protecting, guiding, day and night, the soul that welcomes here aright what pleases God. Oh, could I sing as I desire, my grateful heart should never tire, to tell the wondrous love and power, thus working out from hour to hour what pleases God. The King of Kings, He rules the earth. He sends us sorrow here or mirth. He bears the ocean in His hand, and thus we meet, on sea or land, what pleases God. His church on earth He dearly loves, although He oft its sin reproves. The rod itself His love can speak, He smites till we return to seek what pleases God. Then let the crowd around thee seize the joys that for a season please, but willingly their path forsake, and for thy blessed portion take what pleases God. Art thou despised by all around? Do tribulations here abound? Jesus will give the victory, because His eye can see in thee what pleases God. Thy heritage is safe in heaven. There shall the crown of joy be given. There shalt thou hear and see and know, as thou couldst never hear below, what pleases God. Gerhardt. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10. The way seems dark about me. Overhead the clouds have long since met in gloomy spread. And when I looked to see the day break through, cloud after cloud came up with volume new. And in that shadow I have passed along, feeling myself grow weak as it grew strong, walking in doubt and searching for the way, as often at a stand as now today. Lord, I am not sufficient for these things. Give me the light that thy sweet presence brings. Give me thy grace, give me thy constant strength. Lord, for my comfort now appear at length. It may be that my way doth seem confused, because my heart of thy way is afraid, because my eyes have constantly refused to see the only opening thou hast made, because my will would cross some flowery plain, where thou hast thrown a hedge from side to side, and turneth from the stony path of pain, its trouble or its ease, not even tried. If thus I try to force my way along, the smoothest road encumbered is to me. For were I as an angel swift or strong, I could not go unless allowed by thee. And now I pray thee, Lord, to lead thy child, poor wretched wanderer from thy grace and love. Whatever way thou pleasest through the wild, so it but take me to my home above. Hundred and seventy-three,
Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God on high, peace upon earth and joy, good will to man. Ye who the blessing prove, join with the hosts above, sing ye a Saviour's love, too vast to scan. Mercy and truth unite, this is a joyful sight, all sights above. Jesus the curse sustains, bitter the cup he drains, nothing for us remains, nothing but love. Love that no tongue can teach, love that no thought can reach, no love like his. Heaven is its blessed source, death could not stop its course, nothing can check its force. Matchless it is. Join then this love to sing, join to exalt our King, sinners forgiven. To the great One in Three, honor and majesty, now and forever be, here and in heaven.174, Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. How sweet the gospel trumpet sounds! Its notes are grace and love. Its echo through the world resounds from Jesus' throne above. It is the sound, the joyful sound, of mercy rich and free. Pardon it offers, peace proclaims, sinner, it speaks to thee. It tells the weary soul of rest, the poor of heavenly wealth, of joy to heal the mourning breast, it brings the sin-sick health. It is the sound, the joyful sound, of mercy rich and free. Pardon it offers, peace proclaims, sinner, it speaks to thee. Its words announce a heavenly feast of water, milk, and wine, and manna in the wilderness, provisions all divine. It is the sound, the joyful sound, of mercy rich and free. Pardon it offers, peace proclaims, sinner, it speaks to thee. It speaks a boundless grace by which the vilest are forgiven. To Christians it proclaims a rich inheritance in heaven. It is the sound, the joyful sound, of mercy rich and free. Pardon it offers, peace proclaims, sinner, it speaks to thee. To men in every clime, degree, its message is addressed. The Jew and Gentile, bond and free, are with its blessings blessed. It is the sound, the joyful sound, of mercy rich and free. Pardon it offers, peace proclaims, sinner, it speaks to thee. Hundred and seventy-five, John chapter 10, verse 11. Jesus is our shepherd, wiping every tear. Folded in his bosom, what have we to fear? Only let us follow whither he doth lead, to the thirsty desert or the dewy mead. Jesus is our shepherd. Well we know his voice, how the gentlest whisper makes our heart rejoice, even when it chideth tender in its tone. None but he shall guide us, we are his alone.
Jesus is our shepherd, for the sheep He bled. Every lamb is sprinkled with the blood He shed. Then on each He setteth His own secret sign. They that have my spirit, these, saith He, are mine.
Jesus is my shepherd, guarded by His arm. Though the wolves may raven, none can do us harm. When we tread death's valley, dark with fearful gloom, we will fear no evil, victors o'er the tomb.
Jesus is our shepherd. With His goodness now and His tender mercy, He doth us endow. Let us sing His praises with a gladsome heart, till in heaven we meet Him, never more depart.
Psalm 31:3.
Gently, Lord, O gently lead us through this gloomy vale of tears, through the changes Thou'st decreed us, till our last great change appears. O, refresh us with Thy blessing, O, refresh us with Thy grace. May Thy mercies never ceasing fit us for Thy dwelling place. When temptation's darts assail us, when in devious paths we stray, let Thy goodness never fail us, lead us in Thy perfect way. O, refresh us with Thy blessing, O, refresh us with Thy grace. May Thy mercies never ceasing fit us for Thy dwelling place.
In the hour of pain and anguish, in the hour when death draws near, suffer not our hearts to languish, suffer not our souls to fear. O, refresh us with Thy blessing, O, refresh us with Thy grace. May Thy mercies never ceasing fit us for Thy dwelling place.
When this mortal life is ended, bid us in Thine arms to rest, till by angel hands attended, we awake among the blessed.
O, refresh us with Thy blessing, O, refresh us with Thy grace. May Thy mercies never ceasing fit us for Thy dwelling place.
Then, O, crown us with Thy blessing, through the triumphs of Thy grace. Then shall praises never ceasing echo through Thy dwelling place.
O, refresh us with Thy blessing, O, refresh us with Thy grace. May Thy mercies never ceasing fit us for Thy dwelling place.
Job 3:18.
Lie down, frail body, here. Earth has no fairer bed, no gentler pillow to afford. Come, rest thy homesick head. Lie down, with all thy aches. There is no aching here. How soon shall all thy lifelong ills forever disappear? Through these well-guarded gates no foe can entrance gain. No sickness wastes, nor once intrudes the memory of pain. Footsore and worn thou art, breathless with toil and fight. How welcome now the long-sought rest of this all-tranquil night.
Rest for the toiling hand, rest for the thought-worn brow, rest for the weary, way-sore feet, rest from all labor now.
Rest for the fevered brain, rest for the throbbing eye, though these parched lips of thine no more shall pass the moan or sigh.
soon shall the trump of God give out the welcome sound, that shakes thy silent chamber walls, and breaks the turf-sealed ground. Ye dwellers in the dust, awake, come forth, and sing. Sharp has your frost of winter been, but bright shall be your spring. 'Twas sown in weakness here, 'twill then be raised in power. That which was sown an earthly seed shall rise a heavenly flower. Bonar.
CHAPTER 178. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. Ye trembling souls, dismiss your fears, be mercy all your theme, mercy which like a river flows in one continual stream. Fear not the powers of earth or hell, God will these powers restrain, His mighty arm their rage repel and make their efforts vain. Fear not the want of outward good, He will for His provide, grant them supplies of daily food, and all they need beside. Fear not that He will e'er forsake or leave His work undone, He's faithful to His promises and faithful to His Son. Fear not the terrors of the grave, or death's tremendous sting. He will from endless wrath preserve, to endless glory bring. You, in His wisdom, power, and grace, may confidently trust. His wisdom guides, His power protects, His grace rewards the just. Bedome.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
Jesus in thy memory keep, wouldst thou be God's child and friend. Jesus in thy heart shrined deep, still thy gaze on Jesus bend. In thy toiling, in thy resting, look to Him with every breath, look to Jesus' life and death. Look to Jesus, till reviving faith and love thy life springs swell. Strength for all things good deriving from Him who did all things well. Work, as He did, in thy season, works which shall not fade away. Work while it is called today. Look to Jesus, prayerful, waking, when thy feet on roses tread. Follow, worldly pomp forsaking, with thy cross where He hath led. Look to Jesus in temptations, baffled shall the tempter flee, and God's angels come to thee. Look to Jesus when distressed, see what He, the Holy, bore. Is thy heart with conflict pressed? Is thy soul still harassed sore? See His sweat of blood, His conflict, watch His agony increase, hear His prayer and feel His peace. By want's fretting cares surrounded, does long pain press forth thy sighs? By ingratitude deep wounded, does a scornful world despise? Friends forsake thee or deny thee? See what Jesus did endure, He who as the light was pure. Look to Jesus still to shield thee, when no longer thou mayest live. In that last need He will yield thee peace the world can never give. Look to Him, thy head low bending,
He who finished all for thee, takes thee, then with him to be.
Franzen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8.
Sound the high praises of Jesus our King. He came and He conquered. His victory sing. Sing, for the power of the tyrant is broken, the triumph's complete over death and the grave. Vain is their boasting, Jehovah has spoken, and Jesus proclaimed Himself mighty to save. Sound the high praises of Jesus our King. He came and He conquered, His victory sing.
Praise to the conqueror, praise to the Lord. The enemy quailed at the might of His word. In heaven He ascends and unfolds the glad story. The host of the blessed exult in His fame. In love He looks down from the throne of His glory, and rescues the ruined who trust in His name. Sound the high praises of Jesus our King. He came and He conquered. His victory sing.
Psalm 62, verse 5.
O foolish heart, be still, and vex thyself no more. Wait thou for God until He opens pleasure's door. Thou knowest not what is good for thee, but God doth know. Let Him thy strong reliance be, and rest thee so. He counted all my days, and every joy and tear, ere I knew how to praise, or e'en had learned to fear. Before I Him, my Father, knew, He called me child. His help has guarded me all through this weary wild. The least of all my cares is not to Him unknown. He sees, and He prepares the pathway for His own. And what His hand assigns to me, that serves my peace. The greatest burden it might be, yet joys increase. I live no more on earth, nor seek my full joy here. The world seems little worth, when heaven is shining clear. Yet joyfully I go my way, so free, so blessed, sweetening my toil from day to day with thoughts of rest. Give me, my Lord, whate'er will bind my heart to Thee. For that I make my prayer, and know Thou hearest me. But all that might keep back my soul, make Thee forgot. Though of earth good it were the whole, oh, give it not. When sickness pains, distress, and want doth follow fear, and men their hate express, my sky shall still be clear. Then wait I, Lord, and wait for Thee, and I am still. Though mine should unaccomplished be, do Thou Thy will. Thou art the strength and stay of every weary soul. Thy wisdom rules the way, Thy pity does control. What ill can happen unto me when Thou art near? Thou wilt, O God, my keeper be. I will not fear. C. F. Gelbert. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 14. I am oppressed, my gracious God. I cry beneath Thy chastening rod, Lord, undertake for me. I am oppressed,
I look around and see thy judgment's heavy cloud. Oh, undertake for me. I am oppressed. I weep with those who sorrow 'neath a Christian's woes. Then undertake for me. I am oppressed. I bear within a heart that's filled with shame and sin. Yet undertake for me. I am oppressed. At my right hand the tempter of my soul doth stand. Lord, undertake for me. I am oppressed. Behold my tears. Receive my prayer. Remove my fears. Still undertake for me. I am oppressed. Oh, Saviour, say that thou wilt wipe my tears away, and undertake for me. Psalm 65, verses 8 to 13. The God of harvest praise, in loud thanksgiving raise hand, heart, and voice. The valleys laugh and sing, forests and mountains ring, the plains their tribute bring, the streams rejoice. Garden and orchard ground autumnal fruits have crowned, the vintage glows. Here plenty pours her horn, there the full tide of corn, swayed by the breath of morn, the land overflows. The wind, the rain, the sun, their genial work have done. Wouldst thou be fed? Man, to thy labor bow, thrust in the sickle now, reap where thou once didst plough. God sends thee bread. Thy few seeds scattered wide, his hand hath multiplied. Here thou mayest find Christ's miracles renewed. With self-producing food he feeds a multitude. He feeds mankind. The God of harvest praise, hands, hearts, and voices raise with one accord. From field to garner throng, bearing your sheaves along, and in your harvest song, bless ye the Lord. Yea, bless his holy name, and your soul's thanks proclaim through all the earth. To glory in your lot is comely, but be not his benefits forgot amidst your mirth. Montgomery. Psalm 29, verse 10. He sitteth o'er the water floods, and he is strong to save. He sitteth o'er the water floods, and guides each drifting wave. Though loud around the vessel's prow the waves may toss and break, yet at his word they sink to rest as on a tranquil lake. He sitteth o'er the water floods, when waves of sorrow rise, and while he holds the bitter cup, he wipes the tearful eyes. He knows how long the willful heart requires the chastening grief, and soon as sorrow's work is done, 'tis he who sends relief. He sitteth o'er the water floods, as in the days of old, when o'er the Saviour's sinless head the waves and billows rolled. Yes, all the billows passed o'er him, our sins, they bore him down. For us he met the crushing storm, he met the Almighty's frown. He sitteth o'er the water floods, then doubt and fear no more, for he who passed through all the storms has reached the heavenly shore. And every tempest-driven bark with Jesus for its guide will soon be moored in harbor calm, in glory to abide.
185, Psalm 65, verse 2. O Thou who hearest prayer, the God of power and might, to seek Thy face be all our care, our whole delight. O God of grace and love, regard us from Thy throne. Send down to us the heavenly dove, seal us Thine own. We have no other trust but Thy dear sacrifice. Our hope, Thou Holy One and just, do not despise. Sinful, we plead Thy blood. Weak, we implore Thy power. Saviour, remember us for good in danger's hour. Come with Thy saving strength, with healing virtue come, and let Thy guiding hand at length conduct us home, till saved from all annoy of earthly fear and strife, we enter into endless joy and heavenly life.186, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. 'Tis not for man to trifle. Time is short, and sin is here. Our life is but the falling of a leaf, a dropping tear. We have no time to sport away the hours. All must be earnest in a world like ours. Not many lives, but only one have we. One, only one. How sacred should that one life ever be, that narrow span, day after day filled up with blessed toil, hour after hour still bringing in new spoil. Our sorrows are no phantom of the night, no idle tale, no cloud that floats along the sky of light on summer gale. They are the true realities of earth, friends and companions even from our birth. O life below, how brief and poor and sad! One heavy sigh. O life above, how long, how fair and glad! An endless joy. Oh, to be done with daily dying here. Oh, to begin the living in yon sphere. O day of time, how dark! O sky and earth, how dull your hue! To glory in your lot. O day of Christ, how bright! O sky and earth, each fair and new! Come, better Eden, with thy fresher green. Come, brighter Salem, gladden all the scene. Bonar. 187, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 3. Sinner, hear thy Saviour's call. He now is passing by. He has seen thy grievous thrall, and heard thy mournful cry. He has pardon to impart, grace to save thee from thy fears. See the love that fills his heart, and wipe away thy tears. Why art thou afraid to come and tell him all thy case? He will not pronounce thy doom, nor frown thee from his face. Wilt thou fear Emmanuel? Wilt thou dread the Son of God, who to save thy soul from hell has shed his precious blood? Think how on the cross he hung, pierced with a thousand wounds. Hark, from each, as from a tongue, the voice of pardon sounds. See from all his opened veins blood of wondrous virtue flow, shed to wash away thy stains and ransom thee from woe.
though his majesty be great, his mercy is no less. Though he thy transgression hate, he feels for thy distress. By himself the Lord has sworn, he delights not in thy death, but invites thee to return, that thou mayest live by death. Raise thy downcast eyes and see what throngs his throne surround. These, though sinners once like thee, have full salvation found. Yield not then to unbelief, while he says, there yet is room, though of sinners thou art chief, since Jesus calls thee, come. CHAPTER 188 John chapter 19, verse 30. Christ's grave is vacant now, left for the throne above. His cross asserts God's right to bless in his own boundless love. 'Twas there blood was shed, 'twas there the life was poured, there mercy gained her diadem, while justice sheathed her sword. And thence the child of faith sees judgment all gone by, perceives the sentence fully met, the soul that sins shall die. Learns how that God in love gave Christ the sins to bear of all who own his lordship now, that they his place might share. And cries with wondering joy, as he is, so am I. Pure, holy, loved as Christ himself, who shall my peace destroy? Reach my blessed Saviour first, take him from God's esteem, proves Jesus bears one spot of sin, then tell me I'm unclean. Nay, for he purged my guilt by his own precious blood, and such its virtues, not a stain e'er meets the eye of God. Psalm 73, verse 24. Father, whose hand hath led me so securely? Father, whose ear hath listened to my prayer? Father, whose eye hath watched o'er me so surely? Whose heart hath loved me with a love so rare? Vouchsafe, O heavenly Father, to instruct me in the straight way wherein I ought to go, to life eternal, and to heaven conduct me, through health and sickness, and through weal and woe. O my Redeemer, who hast my redemption purchased and paid for by thy precious blood, thereby procuring an entire exemption from the dread wrath and punishment of God. Thou, who hast saved my soul from condemnation, redeem it also from the power of sin. Be thou the captain still of my salvation, through whom alone I can the victory win. O Holy Ghost, who from the Father flowest and from the Son, O teach me how to pray. Thou, who the love and peace of God bestowest, with faith and hope inspire and cheer my way. Direct, control, and sanctify each motion within my soul, and make it thus to be prayerful, and still, and full of deep devotion, a holy temple worthy, Lord, of Thee. From Lyra Domestica. Revelations chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Sing, sing his lofty praise, whom angels cannot raise, but whom they sing. Jesus, who reigns above, object of angels' love, Jesus, whose grace we prove, Jesus, our King. Jesus, the course sustained, bitter the cup he drained, happy for us. Angels were filled with awe when their own King they saw honor his holy law, honor it thus. Rich is the grace we sing, poor is the praise we bring, not as we ought. But when we see his face in yonder glorious place, then we shall sing his grace, sing without fault. Yet we will sing of him, Jesus, our lofty theme, Jesus will sing. Glory and power are his. His, too, the kingdom is. Triumph, ye saints, in this. Jesus is King.
Hymn 191, Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. Forward let the people go. Israel's God will have it so. Though the path be through the sea, Israel, what is that to thee? He who bids thee pass the waters will be with his sons and daughters. Israel, art thou sorely tried? Art thou pressed on every side? Does it seem as if no power could relieve thee in this hour? Wherefore art thou thus disheartened? Is the arm that saves thee shortened? Stand thou still this day, and see wonders wrought, and wrought for thee. Safe thyself on yonder shore, thou shalt see thy foes no more. Thine to see the Saviour's glory, thine to tell the wondrous story. Yes, thy God shall yet be known, far and wide as God alone. At his feet shall idols fall, for thy God is Lord of all. His is strength and his salvation, he shall reign o'er every nation. Hymn 192, Psalm 9, verse 1. With my whole heart to thee I'll raise, eternal Lord, a song of praise, and thy great works declare, I'll glory and rejoice in thee, thou high exalted Trinity, on thee I'll cast my care. Seated upon thy glorious throne, thou art the Lord, and thou alone. Worlds, times, events arranging, and when the worlds shall pass away, thou shalt endure, nor know decay, in midst of change unchanging. Mankind, awakening from the dust, shall hear with awe thy judgments just pronounce their final doom, and all who here reject thy grace, forever banished from thy face, shall go to endless gloom. But to the saints who know thy name, who whilst on earth thy power proclaim, and celebrate thy love, to all the humble and the meek, as a dear Father thou wilt speak, and they shall reign above. Lord, make me meek and humble now. Let me with joy my faith avow, and Jesus' name confess. Increase my love, increase my zeal, and let me not the light conceal, with which thou deign'st to bless. C. T. Astley. 193, Luke chapter 24, verse 29. Abide with me, thou gracious guide, my lamp by night, my sun by day. Thy gracious presence at my side bids every anxious fear away. Abide with me. When lips beloved shall lisp on earth their sad farewell, the best of friends is not removed, if thou within my bosom dwell. Abide with me. When sleepless laid on sick bed, weary, lone, distressed, blessed Saviour, let my throbbing head lie pillowed on thy peaceful breast. Abide with me. When death is near, to calm the waves of ebbing life, be nigh to wipe earth's closing tear, and bear me from its ended strife. Abide with me on that great day, when sea and earth shall yield their dead. Oh, may I rise without dismay, exulting in my risen head. Abide with me through endless bliss, Jesus, be thou my all in all. Thy presence makes the happiness of heaven's eternal festival. Macduff. CXCIV, Psalm 25, verse 10. God of my life, how good, how wise, thy judgments to my soul have been. They were but mercies in disguise, the painful remedies of sin. How different now thy ways appear, most merciful when most severe. Since first the maze of life I trod, hast thou not hedged about my way? My worldly vain designs withstood, and robbed my passions of their prey, withheld the fuel from the fire, and crossed my every fond desire. Thou wouldst not let thy captive go, or leave me to my carnal will. Thy love forbade my rest below, thy patient love pursued me still, and forced me from my sin to part, and tore the idol from my heart. But can I now the loss lament, or murmur at thy friendly blow? Thy friendly blow my soul hath rent from every seeming good below. Thrice happy loss, which makes me see my happiness is all in thee. How shall I bless thy thwarting love, so near in my temptation's hour? It flew my ruin to remove, it snatched me from my nature's power, broke off my grasp of creature good, and plunged me in the atoning blood. See, then, at last, I all resign, I yield me up thy lawful prey. Take this poor long-sought soul of mine, and bear me in thine arms away, whence I may never more remove, secure in thy eternal love. C. Wesley. CXCV, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4. Oft have I sat in secret sighs to feel my flesh decay, then mourned aloud with weeping eyes to view the tottering clay. But I forbid my sorrows now, nor dares the flesh complain. Disease bring their profit too, the joy o'ercomes the pain. My cheerful soul now all the day sits waiting here and sings, looks through the ruins of her clay, and practices her wings. Faith almost changes into sight,
while from afar she spies her fair inheritance in light above created skies. Had but the prison walls been strong, without a flaw therein, in darkness she had dwelt too long, and less of glory seen. But now the everlasting hills through every chink appear, and something of the joy she feels while she's a prisoner here. Oh, may these walls stand tottering still, the breaches never close, if I must here in darkness dwell, and all this glory lose. Oh, rather let this flesh decay, the ruins wider grow, till glad to see the enlarged way, I stretch my pinions through. Watts. Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. Birds have their quiet nest, foxes their holes, and man his peaceful bed. All creatures have their rest, but Jesus had not where to lay his head. Winds have their hour of calm, and waves to slumber on the voiceless deep. Eve hath its breath of balm to hush all senses and all sounds to sleep. The wild deer hath its lair, the homeward flocks the shelter of their shed. All have their rest from care, but Jesus had not where to lay his head. And yet he came to give the weary and the heavy laden rest, to bid the sinner live, and soothe our griefs to slumber on his breast. What then am I, my God, permitted thus the paths of peace to tread? Peace purchased by the blood of him who had not where to lay his head. Oh, why should I have peace? Why? But for that unchanged, undying love which would not, could not cease, until it made me heir of joys above. Yes, but for pardoning grace, I feel I never should in glory see the brightness of that face that once was pale and agonized for me. Let the birds seek their rest, foxes their holes, and man his peaceful bed. Come, Saviour, in my breast, deign to repose thine oft-rejected head. Come, give me rest, and take the only rest on earth thou lovest, within a heart that for thy sake lies bleeding, broken, penitent for sin. Revelations chapter 2, verse 9. Gate of my heart, fly open wide, shrine of my heart, spread forth, the treasure will in thee abide, greater than heaven and earth. Away with all this poor world's treasures, and all this vain world's tasteless pleasures, my treasure is in heaven. For I have found true riches now. My treasure, Christ, my Lord, art thou, thy blood so freely given. This treasure ever I employ, this ever age shall yield me. In sorrow it shall be my joy, in conflict it shall shield me. Enjoy the music of my feast, and when all else has lost its zest, this manna still shall feed me, in thirst my drink, in want my food, my company in solitude, to comfort and to lead me. Death's poison cannot harm me now, thy blood new life bestowing. My shadow from the heat art thou, when the noontide is glowing. And when by inward grief oppressed, my aching heart in thee shall rest, as a tired head on the pillow. Should storms of persecution toss, firm anchored by thy saving cross, my bark rests on the billow. And when at last thou leadest me into thy joy and light, thy blood shall clothe me royally, making my garments white. Thou'lt place upon my head the crown, and lead me to the Father's throne, and raiment fit provide me. Till I by him to thee betrothed, by thee in bridal costume clothed, stand as a bride beside thee. F. Gerhardt.
CXCVIII. Psalm 74:22.
Come, thou almighty King, help us thy name to sing, help us to praise. Father all-glorious, over all victorious, come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Jesus, our Lord, arise, scatter our enemies, and make them fall. Let thine almighty aid our sure defense be made, our souls in thee be stayed. Lord, hear our call. Come, thou incarnate Word, gird on thy mighty sword, our prayer attend. Come, and thy people bless, and give thy word success. Spirit of holiness, on us descend. Come, holy Comforter, thy sacred witness bear in this glad hour. Thou, who almighty art, now rule in every heart, and ne'er from us depart, Spirit of power. To thee, great One in Three, eternal praises be, hence, evermore. Thy sovereign majesty may we in glory see, and to eternity love and adore.
CXCIX. Psalm 74:21.
I need thee, precious Jesus, for I am full of sin. My soul is dark and guilty, my heart is dead within. I need the cleansing fountain where I can always flee, the blood of Christ most precious, the sinner's perfect plea. I need thee, precious Jesus, for I am very poor, a stranger and a pilgrim, I have no earthly store. I need the love of Jesus to cheer me on my way, to guide my doubting footsteps, to be my strength and stay. I need thee, precious Jesus. I need a friend like thee, a friend to soothe and sympathize, a friend to care for me. I need the heart of Jesus to feel each anxious care, to tell my every want and all my sorrow share. I need thee, precious Jesus, for I am very blind, a weak and foolish wanderer with a dark and evil mind. I need the light of Jesus to tread the thorny road, to guide me safe to glory where I shall see my God. I need thee, precious Jesus, I need thee day by day, to fill me with thy fullness, to lead me on my way. I need thee, Holy Spirit, to teach me what I am, to show me more of Jesus, to point me to the Lamb. I need thee, precious Jesus, and hope to see thee soon, encircled with the rainbow and seated on thy throne. There with thy blood-bought children my joy shall ever be, to sing thy praises, Jesus, to gaze, my Lord, on thee.
200. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17.
Is it a long way off? Oh, no, a few more years, a few more bitter tears, we shall be there. Sometimes the way seems long, our comforters all go, woe follows after woe, care after care. Oh, brethren dear, how weak, how faint and weak we are. Yet Jesus leads us far through tangled ways into the very heart of this dark wilderness, where dangers thickest press and Satan strays. But he is strong and wise, and we, his children blind, must trust his thoughtful mind and tender care. So gentle is his love, we may be sure that sight would show us all is right, an answered prayer. 'Tis no uncertain way we tread, for Jesus still leads with unerring skill where'er we roam, and from the desert wild soon shall our path emerge, and land us on the verge of our dear home. E. W.